What is up? It is your local garbage man. Just kidding. It's Cameron. I'm in the middle of editing this podcast, and I realized something. We have a guest this podcast. Super excited for that. But the audio is a little messed up, and you can't really hear our guest, like, at all. And if you do want to hear him, you might want to turn your volume all the way up, just a little notice. You might want to do that now, although we do get loud multiple times throughout the episode. Just want to let you know in case it sounds funky, because Isaac and I sound like we're talking to nothing. That's what it is. And yeah, hope you enjoy.
Uh-oh. Bing bong. Today, second episode of Bing Bong Boys podcast. Right here to my left, although you can't see him, it's Isaac.
Hello. To my right is D. Cameron.
That's me.
We have a special guest.
Very
today.
Special. Very close to my heart. Very close to my room, because he's my roommate.
Will
Ravioli. William Ravioli. How's it going?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on the podcast. It's a great honor.
Glad to have you. You're first guest ever.
First guest
means
second podcast.
If you think about it, Garrett does not count as... Shut the fuck up, Garrett!
Yeah, Garrett, you need to be quiet for real.
Sorry, guys.
He's still...
You need to go back to his room?
He's still... Yeah, no. Dude, can you leave, Garrett, please? Garrett, just leave. Thank you. God, he's so annoying, isn't he?
Anyways.
Garrett's not actually here.
Garrett's not here.
He's in memory. He's in our memory.
He's always with us in our hearts. So, second episode, how's that feel?
It feels kind of weird. We've gotten a lot of feedback, stuff we're trying to work on. We improve every episode.
All positive feedback?
It's all constructive criticism.
Okay, so
yeah, stuff that can only help us, which I greatly appreciate, because for the first, pilot we put out, people were just saying it was funny, and I was like, I don't fucking care.
I don't think it's funny. We're dumb as fuck.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid. But yeah, so for everyone who gave us feedback, greatly appreciate it. Hopefully, this podcast will be better than the first. I'm just looking for better each time.
Yeah, always better.
Always better.
Improvement constantly.
And yeah, you sound like my football coach.
No, I'm not. I'm not that guy.
Adversity. We have to face adversity every day.
All right.
My football coach, insane dude.
Why?
So when it would get like thunderstorming out, mm-hmm. like lightning and shit, if it comes within a certain mile, like radius, all football players have to go inside because we're wearing full suits of like metal.
Yeah, that's how we did at high school too.
Yeah. This man, like, we had an alarm system hooked up to the school.
Oh, so you'd hear it go off?
So we'd hear from the school, we'd hear it go off, and our coach would be on his phone, and he'd be like, "Nah, according to the weather forecast, it's not within a mile yet." And we'd be like,
"I see it.
Okay, the alarm went off, though." And he was like, "Nah, we keep adversity. We stay out here until the app tells me." And we go, "All right."
Hey, Ricky got a...
Yo, Ricky got struck by lightning.
Yo, Ricky's a fucking kebab right now. He is cooked to a crisp.
When I played for, Little League, like TGFL.
Yeah.
We would have practice in like a blizzard.
Mm-hmm.
Like it would be snow everywhere. I couldn't see the dude in front of me.
Those were playing in the cold is either the
best
weather
or
the
worst.
There's no in between. There's absolutely no in between.
I was ill prepared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the best weather to play any sport in is like downpour.
Oh, I love
playing in the rain.
I wouldn't say like downpour, but like if it's, you know,
I love playing football like in the mud.
Well, like
it's so hard to run.
Yeah.
How do you move?
See,
like,
dude, that's the best part.
Okay, so playing football in downpour would be fun.
It was
But when you play soccer in the downpour.
I never played any other sports.
Well, I played all of them. I wasn't very good at any of them, though.
Did you play lacrosse?
I did not play lacrosse.
I thought about playing lacrosse for a while.
I did too. Sport. And then my cousin tried to teach me how to play lacrosse, and we played on like the baseball field, like the diamond. We were on the infield.
Mm-hmm.
You know how like in the back fence there's sometimes like a fence post on the metal gate?
Yeah,
there's like the side, mm-hmm. 2x4s, whatever the fuck. He threw it at that as hard as he could. This man was 6 years older than me, and I was like 12.
Okay.
And it bounced off the
that's
wood.
18.
That's 18 for you mathematicians
he
out there.
18 when Isaac was
12. Okay. Jesus, anyways,
so
bounced
dumb.
Off this wooden post right into my gut.
Oh.
I thought I died.
Balls hurt.
Yeah, they're like
concrete. There's concrete.
Yeah, there's concrete in the center.
Yeah,
and they're just like surrounded by rubber.
It's just this thick
this
rubber
shit's crazy.
Ball.
That's why I hated playing defense for lacrosse because
I didn't know you played lacrosse.
I didn't know you played lacrosse. I
what?
Playing lacrosse. Yeah.
You learned.
You
something
never
new.
Told me this.
I just quit because I had to swim more.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had to swim.
For all you
Will
swimmers.
The swimmer.
Also, I got too many concussions. So.
Really? How many concussions did you get?
I've had five.
Five?
I've had like three.
I've had, I think, six.
Oh, five.
Well, I'm a bitch. Sorry.
But when you're on defense, you're like, sometimes you have to take the hit for the goalie. Like, you have to stand in front of the guy shooting.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking hurts. Just
hey, man.
Slammed in the shoulder.
Taking one
like
for
that.
The team.
It's like, yeah, you're like, I got you, goalie.
I got you, brother.
You are my man.
You want to talk about some crazy sports?
Yeah.
I have one.
Okay.
And I'm about to butcher its name. It's from Spain.
Okay.
And it's a very, like, unique sport. God. Clicho. I'm not even going to try and finish it. I'm not even going to try. but it's basically this sport. It's on Netflix, if you want to know what it is. It's from the show Game Day? Home Game? Hometown? Something? I don't know. It's about sports. It just came out on Netflix. Super easy to find. But it's basically rugby, but people, instead of, like, blocking each other like they do in rugby, they just get into a fist fight.
Oh.
They that, dude, like...
So it's just, like, a brawl-out brawl.
Dude.
Match.
Mm-hmm. They join in the middle, and they, like, start swinging.
Like, oh. like in Pony Boy. Like...
What?
Like, you remember Pony Boy? What no. was that? What was that book called? It was, like...
What? Pony Boy?
I don't know. Stay Golden Pony Boy.
Oh, it's My Little Pony?
From,
what's
the Outsiders.
The Outsiders. That's what it is. So it's like a brawl?
You've
never seen The Outsiders?
I've never seen The Outsiders.
Okay.
That's Tom, like young Tom Cruise in it.
Great.
Me.
Great film.
That's
great
me.
Film.
I'm
we'll
young
watch,
Tom.
We'll watch it. We'll watch it.
We'll watch it. Okay. But yeah,
okay.
So it's like both teams, like the whole team meet in the middle and brawl it out?
Mm-hmm.
That's intense.
Dude, it is. And they have like the whole thing. So the reason it gets like even more intense is because it's kind of like... Kind of gang-like. So you can you can only play... So it's in Spain, if I do remember. And the way the teams are made is they're split up in territories within Spain. And you can only play for the team if you were born in a certain territory. So there's the red team,
yeah.
There's the white team, a purple team, and I think a green team. So there's only four teams. And they only play for the championship once a year. And this started like forever ago. And the reward, they aren't paid to play. The reward is like honor, and they get the team who wins gets a cow.
That's kind of cool.
And they still have that to this day.
I respect
day.
That.
You get a cow,
but straight up, like in the Netflix special that I was watching, the main dude that they're like following around for this, his wife was pregnant with like their first kid, and they had to move to like the red team. He played for the red team. They had to move to the red team's like location while they had the baby because he wants his like child to play for
okay.
the Reds.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's fucking competitive. I'll try to find a photo of it right now. It's crazy. Yeah.
That sounds like fun, though.
It kind of looks like fun. So, like, I'm showing photos right now. They straight up just start, like, punching and kicking each other. One guy with the ball. So what the rules is, like, you fight someone until someone goes to the ground. And if you go on the ground, you stay on the ground until a goal is made.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Mm-hmm. So straight up, like, you want to pin your opponent, basically. And then once you're on the ground, like, the rule is, like, you can't get back up. So, yeah, that's how they, like, find openings. It's, like, they straight up just fight until one person is on the ground.
That dude's getting messed up.
Right?
That's a big guy.
Dude, they're all huge guys. Like, there's none of them that are, like, small. Yeah.
That's just, like, that reminds me kind of the... in Russia, the slapping contest.
Oh, dude.
Oh,
those are crazy.
Yeah.
Those are crazy. Isn't there like the one dude who's like undefeated?
He's
what's his name? He has a name.
He has a name?
But crazy thought.
There's a video of, I think it's Jake Paul. Jake Paul was going
to fight him?
Slap in a contest with him. But he dropped out.
Of course he has to, dude. That guy was like undefeated. Well, there's videos of him knocking people out by slapping them.
By slapping.
Yeah.
Some of those guys are crazy.
Slap
just a nice little,
just a
Nice little slap.
Just a nice little tap to the face. Super
Yo,
hard.
Yo, that man actually claps cheeks. Like, he gives me like, what's your job? Like, oh, I clap cheeks.
I clap cheeks for a living.
I clap cheeks until I knock the motherfucker out.
Jesus Christ, that would be brutal. I kind of want to try it, though. Like with my friends.
With friends, I don't.
I'm absolutely not going to.
I just
never in a million years.
I don't want to ever hit my friends that hard.
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't. Wait, have you ever played tennis?
No.
It's you just smack their hand.
Oh, tennis. Okay, yeah. I thought you meant. Bitch, messing
tennis,
with
tennis?
The audio.
Tennis.
Oh yeah, no, not. I've never played like full court tennis.
I like tennis.
But like the grab each other's hands and slap it. Yeah, I played that all the time when I was little.
So it's like that, but to the face.
Yeah, see that? I
couldn't do that.
I love you guys.
I hate you.
Fuck you!
On opposite, Derek.
Derek, shut the fuck up!
Back in your kennel. In your kennel? Oh my goodness.
Dude, we have a kennel.
Yo, speaking of kennels, bro, how do you feel about kenneling dogs?
Like my opinion on it?
Yeah. Sorry, this just like popped into my head.
It's fine.
Well, no, but like, I mean, like.
Like, what type of kennel? Like, I've.
Because there's some people who are like, I'm not kenneling my dog ever.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's
bad. Yeah, yeah, no.
Well, depending on, like, the place. Like, if they're in, like, actual, like, cages and shit, or if it's, like, an outdoor facility where they can.
If they leave them outside in a cage for, like, days at a time, that's messed up. If, like, they're going to the store and they don't want the dog to chew on the couch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they just put them in a kennel for a half an hour. I think that's totally fine.
I don't know why that came into my head. It just made me think about my...
All right, Mike Vick.
The first dog I had, his name was Chico, for those of you who don't know.
That's Amber's lizard's name.
Oh, wow. He's a black peek-a-poo. That's a Pekingese and a poodle.
Peek-a-poo?
He was adorable. Yes, peek-a-poo.
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 That's an actual dog.
Yeah.
That's a breed of dog.
That's a breed of dogs.
Dogs are ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree. but this man, he was a rescue, and we had him for like a week maybe, and he was kennel sick. Like, he got sick.
Yeah.
Because of how they treated him in the kennel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And
well, a whole bunch of diseases just spread in a kennel. Like,
yeah,
no matter if they treat him good. Like, we drop my dogs off at a kennel if we ever like have a week vacation or something like that. Like, take care of them. They're a really good kennel. They like... give our dogs baths.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Make sure they walk them every day. Super good kennel, but our dogs, I've gotten kennel cough a couple of times just because it's a disease that spreads throughout the kennel.
But incredible. He was like sick. Like, we had him for a week and he died.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Funny story about that. Feels terrible.
Sorry.
Feels absolutely
sounds like
terrible.
A Pokemon.
He does sound like a Pokemon.
Peek-a-boo, I choose you.
Because it's like Pikachu.
Yeah.
But we went to visit him after we brought him back to the vet.
Yeah.
And he was like sick. Like I didn't know this at the time, but we went to see him like for the last time before he died.
Uh-huh.
And I was like a wee boy, like a youngin', you know.
Were you like 6 and your dog was like 12?
Yeah, he was like
it's like fucking.
He was like 8 years older than me. But I was holding him, and he just shits in my arms, dude.
That was an I love you shit.
No, but
he just wanted he gave you everything. He gave you every inch of himself.
I dropped him.
Oh no.
He shit in my arms. I freaked out and I dropped him.
Oh no.
And then for like 4 years I thought I killed my dog. I'm not even kidding.
So wait, he died when
No. Like, he died shortly after that.
Oh,
like,
you thought it was you dropping.
In my mind, I was like, I killed my dog.
That's fucking hilarious.
This is terrible. But like, at 6 years old, I thought I killed my dog.
Yeah, that does.
Because he shit my arm. It's horrible.
But I mean, when a dog poops in your arms, you're gonna let go of that thing.
Yeah.
I understand.
Dude, if anything poops my if my baby poops in my arms, I'm dropping that like a bag of bricks.
Oh my god.
You shit in my hands? Ew! Drop kick the baby.
Guys, when Cameron becomes a child abuser?
Abuser? When I become a father.
Oh. That was like 3 minutes of cuts.
I can back to the dog conversation.
The dog? Okay, go ahead.
So I have some news that I didn't know.
You gonna get a dog?
So
can you afford a dog right now?
I got approved to foster a puppy.
Yeah.
And
I'm gonna be up here so much more.
What breed?
So I don't know yet. Sorry.
It's okay.
So I don't know yet, but she's gonna FaceTime me and just do that, and then she's gonna have a home visit.
Hell yeah!
And she's gonna check to say, make sure it's safe.
I'm gonna shit on the floor during the home visit.
Like, roommate, <Karen.
laughs>
sorry, don't mind him. Well, actually, he'll get along with the dog really well. He's kind of a dog himself. I get run up, I start sniffing her ass. I'm like,
sorry, not even the dog.
Yeah.
He's really friendly.
No. Down, Cameron, down.
But we might have a dog here. So it's for 6 months.
That'd be super cool.
They pay for the food. They pay for the medications and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I have to pay for is like a collar and like a tag.
Okay. But we just got to take, you just got to clean up after when she shits outside.
Absolutely.
Or in the house.
Totally, but the good thing is, our neighbors will have.
Well, dog.
Puppy playdates.
Dog parties.
Puppy playdates.
And then Cheyenne will come in there.
Adorable.
And
Cheyenne does not play nice with puppies, I'll be honest with you.
when
she likes being the center of attention. I don't know if you could tell the couple days she's
found
us. She absolutely just wanted everyone to to see her.
I loved it. I love
her. So when there's a puppy in the room, she kind of like glares at the puppy a bit.
Is she like aggressive towards it?
No.
Or,
okay, she just like, if like the puppy will come up and play with her, she'll just ignore the puppy.
Oh.
Okay.
Like multiple times, like she's like been in the same room as a puppy, and the puppy will be like, hey, like let's do shit, and she'll just be like sitting there and be like, don't look at me. You scum. You're a scum.
You're scum of the earth.
Yeah. Although one time she did get scared by a puppy and she peed herself. Yep.
Did she pee in your arms and you dropped her?
Yeah. Brain damage.
Oh my god.
She died.
That's why Shane's so special.
When you brought up shitting on the floor, that reminds me of this picture I saw on Twitter.
Okay.
And it's like this guy, he's like wearing this pair of shoes, but like the grooves on the shoes is like puppy prints.
Oh, I saw that.
And there's
so
a
when
caption
he walks,
underneath it.
Yeah,
it says,
now,
it says,
now
this is hilarious because this just makes it so much easier to shit on the porch and blame it on the dogs. And this is a human man. Can you imagine that? Can
that
you
would
imagine
be...
if your neighbor just walked up and started shitting on your porch?
I would be so mad. Human shit on our porch.
On your porch. He's like, wow, this dog has, you know.
Wow, this is pretty big shit.
What did they feed him, this dog?
It's like a Great Dane.
Then you wake up in the morning and see him out there.
He's squatting. Yo, that happened in Colorado Springs.
Yo, what?
Yeah, it happened like, so I'm from Colorado Springs.
Nice.
Just to let everyone know, I don't just read news from different areas.
Here's his address.
I don't live there anymore.
Here's his parents' old address.
Yeah, they're about to move too.
I know.
Anyways, they had she had a special name. They found her though. They caught her on camera.
This was a lady.
This was a lady, a jogger. She would go jogging early in the morning and late at night, and she would. I think they called her like the pooper, something like that. Like the newspapers gave her like a name, like she's a serial killer, the mysterious
serial
pooper,
the serial pooper.
I gotta look it up. I don't know.
The
drooper.
No, I was gonna say that, and I was like, nah.
Yeah. So she would just go to like corners of like the road or like in front of businesses, just pull down her pants and take a shit. And there were like a lot of rumors that like she was like special needs or something like that. Turned out, I think she was just a normal lady. That just was like running. It was like, oh, I gotta take a shit, and it happened just regularly.
Why not just, hey, can I use your bathroom right across?
Well, it was like super early or like super late. Like,
why not just shit?
Like, house stores wouldn't be open. Yeah.
What?
I don't know. I didn't follow up on it too much. It was just like for a month, everyone in Colorado Springs was going crazy over this weird lady who
the pooper
would take shits. Could you imagine being her? And like everyone you know be like, yo, the pooper struck again. I heard, and she'd be like, it's me.
Imagine though, like coming in the next day, opening up your business. You know, I'm gonna check the security camera footage. There's a fucking grown ass
some
lady
just dropping her drawers.
But like, it had to be like someone had to see the poop and be like, "Wow,
that's a
very large
dog."
Yeah. And then like, it had to happen several times before they're like, "Okay, I gotta check the cameras to see the size of this dog that's shitting."
Yeah,
like someone had to get suspicious. No one's just checking the cameras at 2 a.m. looking for some poop.
Yeah, there's a big ass pile of poop.
Did you guys? It happened a while ago. That one school administrator who would take shits on their rival, his high school team's
field.
And this was an administrator?
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck?
Like, apparently, I don't know, the rivalry was so big, but he would break into their, like, stadium on their field and just take shits, and he got caught for it. Same exact scenario, I think.
You're a grown-ass adult.
Grown-ass
taking
man.
Taking a dump on a high school
football field.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's where you're like.
No, I respect that.
Respect. Straight respect. If you have enough, if you hate a high school.
No, not even hating a high school. That's just how much spirit you have from your high school.
Talk about spirit day.
he's like,
our class color is brown. And I will prove it.
He goes, I bleed brown.
I bleed. Oh, that was gross. That was disgusting. Okay.
Oh, boy.
I got a special segment. Special segment.
Is this a
shower thoughts?
No.
Yeah, we want to make this a reoccurring thing because last time I think it slapped. I'm going to start off with a pretty juicy one.
Okay.
Pretty slapping.
Pretty stellar.
And I think I'm not even going to have to tell you where I was when I thought about this.
Because I'll think about it?
Because I'll just say this out loud and you'll be like, you disgust me.
Okay. Now I'm scared. Okay.
No, we talked about this last time. I don't get any of these thoughts while in the shower.
Or just thoughts, Cameron.
They're just my weird thoughts that I have.
Because I'm weird.
And I just have a weird thought and I go, got to write this down.
Oh, shower thoughts.
Okay. So the first one is that someone has probably nutted the next Einstein away. Next Einstein away. If you think about it, every time you nut, it's like thousands of sperm, right? Something like that. It's like it's a lot.
Yeah.
Every time you
that
nut.
Is mass genocide.
The probability that you yourself have probably nutted someone who would change this world forever away is very high.
Yeah.
Every entire life, do you think you've hit a million people you've nutted away?
Probably.
Yeah, probably easily, right?
Yeah.
And out of a million people, there had to be like one person who would make a difference.
Oh, God.
So out of every guy
hurts.
On this earth, if every guy on this earth nuts as much as, I don't know, I do, the likelihood that not just one Einstein, but multiple Einsteins of like level of intelligence or just ability to change the world have been nutted away into the fucking toilet or into the wherever you nut. I don't know.
Oh my God.
But they've been nutted. It's kind of tragic.
That's just thinking about like how many like future lives I could have had. Like,
yeah. What do you mean future lives you could have had?
Or future kids I could have had.
Fuck one
nut is
one
so many people.
It's my boy band.
One nut. One nut. That's a good
name.
That's a pretty good name, yeah. I don't...
Isn't it kind of hard to think
about
that?
That hurts my head.
Yeah, kind of sad.
That is
but you know what?
Absolutely sad.
It's worth it.
Okay.
Worth it for those few seconds of just... Oh! Shit. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Whew, all right, couple thousand people down the drain, and I'm feeling like my head is clear.
Ooh, there goes my conscience for the week.
Ooh, my headache's gone. My second one, I should have saved that one for last because that was honestly a banger.
Okay.
I was just thinking
a banger.
The middle of the the middle of the back is probably the least washed place in you. Like, I think I wash my butthole more than I wash the center of my back.
Okay.
I mean, it might just be me.
So this,
but I struggle.
Qualify as a shower thought.
Yeah, it actually could. I struggle, and actually, I think I did have this thought in the shower, so it technically does count. But I struggle with reaching the center of my back.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. That's because I have broad ass shoulders.
But it's just because it's.
Or it's because it's the center of your back. It's hard to reach. Scrub that. Scrub. Ooh wee. How often do you scrub that in the shower? Like I usually, what I do is I just put a lot of soap right here and let it run down my back. That's washed.
See, like I try, like I'll get my shoulders and then like as far down.
I get my shoulders as far down as I can get right here.
And then,
but
like,
I'll never
put my
this.
Hand and I'll do like the bottom of my back and then as high up as I can go.
Really? So there's I think just a lot of spots on your back that don't get washed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Regularly.
I have a solution for that.
But also, hold on. Actually, no. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
It's like a washcloth. You get a washcloth.
Slap your back.
It's easy.
Say, yeah.
It's easier. I mean, you put the soap in there. Then you're not touching it with your oily hands.
Your oily hands. I did want to,
I started doing that because it's like I can reach my back.
Yeah.
So you wash the center of your back regularly? Every shower?
Yeah.
Damn, maybe I'm just the odd man out.
Maybe we just suck.
Well, maybe also, I'm just...
Maybe we're just dirty. Maybe we're just dirty.
With dirty corals.
So think about this, too.
Okay.
How often do you, like, intentionally focus on washing the bottom of your feet?
Never.
Exactly.
I never wash the bottom.
I went camping this weekend, as you all know.
Yes.
I got home, because I walked around barefoot.
Mm-hmm.
I got home.
As you should.
And I I scrubbed my feet and I thought about it. I was like, I don't really like
scrub your feet.
I don't like scrub my toesies. You
well,
know? They get clean automatically with the water. Just
but that's just
soap.
What I think about.
But
like, I'm just
right,
like, it's donezo, you know?
How do people have feet fetishes after
that? Oh, that's gross.
This is disgusting. This is why I don't like feet. Fuck feet. How was your camping trip? Let's get into it.
Well,
you went camping. There were some things went wrong.
We went up to the Netherlands, you know?
The Netherlands.
Netherlands. Oh, Shashai, a little bit past Boulder, yeah? camping spot was absolutely beautiful.
Okay.
The road to get up there was
atrocious.
Clunk, 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 you know? I'm sitting in this fucking truck just bouncing around. Like, I felt like I was on a janky roller coaster.
Okay.
But it was fun and all.
Mm-hmm.
We had to leave early.
Damn.
Yeah.
You hate to see it.
Why did you have to end your camping trip early?
So, so upsetting. It was, we got up there kind of late. The day kind of started off rough because we had to go get new tires for the car. Because Brendan's tires were bald. Like bald.
Like he had no tread
on his tires at all.
Sorry, a little off topic, and I know we should stop getting off topic a whole lot, but there's a post where someone was like, in the wintertime, if you don't want to slip and slide, sand down your tires, and there's like a photo of a girl who actually like sanded all of her tread away.
Wow.
And her tires are super smooth, and she's like, hope this helps.
Oh, that's so dumb.
Yeah.
That's so
People are dumb as fuck.
It's like, oh, you want your blinker fluid?
Yeah. Where's your blinker fluid? Anyway, so you had no tires.
So we were supposed to leave at, like, 8 that morning.
Yeah.
We ended up leaving at, like, 10:30, 11 o'clock, because we had to go change tires and wait and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we get up there later than we want to. Found the spot perfectly fine. Took us, like, 3 hours to get up there. we unpack. We go fishing for a little bit, and we explore. We explore this really cool cave. That was really cool.
A cave?
Yeah, literally. So where we were fishing was, like, a little – it was like a lake. But it was like runoff.
I would hope so.
It was like it was like mostly just runoff water.
We were fishing in a puddle and get any fish that day.
You could go fishing in a pond. You could go fishing in a river.
You could.
Come on,
yeah.
Come on.
Sorry.
This lake, really nice, beautiful view. Across from the lake, we see this cave, and you know we're fishing. We couldn't catch anything. We got kind of
going in this cave.
Brendan looked at me. He goes, "Yo, dude, I'm gonna go explore that cave. You want to come with me?" And I go, fuck yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's dope.
So we walk over
kinda
there.
Scary, but
this
no,
cave was super awesome, dude. Super awesome. So we walked in. We had one flashlight because only one of us was smart enough to bring it.
I mean, did you have your phone?
No, like that's what I'm saying. Like my phone, all of our phones were back at the campsite because you know I'm camping. I don't give a fuck about my phone.
Yeah, you have no signals. What's the point?
Exactly. So we go into this cave, and it's like pitch black. We're like, this is kind of dope.
Yeah,
you know. So we go in, literally, into the cave, all the way into the cave. We went as far back as we could go until it, like, cut off.
Mm-hmm.
Cool camping spot for future times for us.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, this cave was super cool. Sunny, nice, weather's perfectly
fine.
Beautiful
time. Beautiful time.
We get out of the cave. It starts sprinkling. We're like, oh, okay, maybe we'll fish for a little bit more. Then out of the blue, it just starts downpouring. And this is at like 6.
You hate to see it.
So we're in.
Oh, that ruins it actually.
Yeah.
You can't get a campfire going.
Yeah. It's downpouring from 6. We were in the cave. Not the cave. We were in our tent for.
Do you all share one tent?
Yeah, because there was only 5 of us who went.
Okay.
So we had like this big boy tent.
Nice.
No, but it's downpouring. Downpouring, I tell you.
Yeah.
Like we had to move almost everything in the campsite into. Because Brendan brought an extra tent just in case we needed another one. So we put all of our, like, other stuff in the tent.
Yeah.
In the other tent. And,
how long did it rain for?
Oh, all night.
Seriously.
We're in the tent from 6 until we fell
what
asleep.
What did you eat?
So we made sandwiches before that, and then we just didn't eat dinner that night.
Jesus.
And then the next morning we wake up.
Yeah.
You know, it's cloudy, not clouds. Raining yet.
Clouds. clouds.
But we
weird reference.
We go outside. You know, we start making breakfast, and then it starts raining again. So we're there for clouds. 2 days of just straight rain. So we hung out in the tent again for another like 6 hours. I took a nap. I woke up and we're like, yeah, we're just going to go home because there was nothing we could do. We wanted to go hiking. We couldn't even fish because it was literally pouring, like downpouring. So once it kind of started to die down a little bit, we just packed up and left. Turns out it stopped raining as soon as we got to the bottom.
That's how it always goes.
And I was so pissed.
That's how it always goes.
But no, I mean, I had fun. It was a fun time still. I guess one thing that I thought was pretty funny was while we were in the tent that night, because Kennedy and I were literally the only people who wanted to eat.
Yeah.
Because we were going to make some burgers. We were going to grill some burgers up. It was so nice, so planned out. Everybody else just was passed out, basically.
Seriously.
And by everybody else, I mean specifically Adrian. So, Adrian, like, the whole night, we're like, Kennedy and I are just talking back and forth. We're like, does anybody else want burgers and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
And then Adrian was like half awake, and Kennedy is laying down in the tent. It's pitch black outside, can't see anything. And he goes, yo, Adrian. Adrian's like half awake, like I said. He goes, huh? And Kennedy's like, you want a hamburger? He goes, So for 3 hours straight, we just kept saying that to Adrian.
Adrian, and you want a hamburger?
He's like, huh? But yeah, we were trying to get him to wake up so he could make us burgers. Because Kennedy and I didn't want to.
You're going to get Adrian.
Yeah.
To cook you burgers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was funny though. It was a great time. I did have fun.
Nice.
Kind of upset that we had to leave early.
You love exploring. I love exploring.
Yeah.
Exploring
is the most fun. That cave, dude, when I tell you, like, that campsite was probably the most beautiful campsite I've ever been to.
Mm-hmm.
From the lake, just like the view of the ice cap surrounding where our campsite was. It was amazing.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. I went to the sand dunes this weekend.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Crazy how we both went out and did
you
shit.
I thought you were going to go camping this weekend. How about that?
Let's not even talk about that. I really wanted to go camping. The group I went with opted to get a hotel.
We didn't even go camping.
Kind of disappointed. I really wanted to go camping.
It's a perfect spot. Like,
off the sand dunes?
Right off is a campsite. You have to go up like kind of off-roading road. But it's, like, perfect. You're, like, away from everybody.
I disagree with why we didn't go camping, but it's whatever. it's no big deal. We still had a great time. Sand dunes, fucking beautiful. So, crazy. We did some, like, research. We went to go sandboarding.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've never been.
Yeah. It's like, just sledding, basically, because you can't really turn. So we did some research. I was like, I'm just going to bring my snowboard. We did some research and they're like, nah, snowboards don't work too well. And we're like, fuck, we can still try. Like, I wasn't giving up, right?
Yeah.
So I waxed my snowboard. I waxed my snowboard the day before. We get there, immediately I go, why the fuck did I wax my snowboard? Like, exactly. You wax your snowboard to go, like, faster in snow because wax repels the water. Mm-hmm. And it stops you from slowing down.
Yeah.
Well, it's, like, sticky. It would probably have the opposite effect if it's fucking sand. So I realized this. Amber gives me a credit card that she wasn't using. And before we go up there, I scrape all the wax off.
Damn.
I had to strip the entire thing. Kind of sucked. Everyone on our way, I was like, you know, like, it says they don't really work too well. It's Colorado. I'm sure people will bring their snowboards and stuff. We're pulling up.
Nobody?
Nobody had a snowboard. I'm like in the car going, this isn't going to fucking work. We came all this way just to, I mean, okay, even if it didn't work, I still would have had a great time. It was a blast. But I was like, I really was determined to go sandboarding. Because last time I went snowboarding, I broke my fucking elbow. Yeah. Different story. So we get there. No one has a snowboard. I'm the only one. And I'm like, this isn't going to fucking work. I like, we brought this up for nothing. So we hike a little bit until we get to a part where I think it's steep enough. I'm like, this is the moment of truth. As soon as I put my snowboard down, it slides a little bit. And I go, we're in the bag, baby. And it works like a charm. In fact, I think it kind of worked better than the sandboard that other people, like all the tourists had. And I think the reason like people say it doesn't work so well is I think it just like was a rumor they started. So people would rent sandboards when they got there and spend more money.
Yeah.
Because it's either that or just I have a really good snowboard, but I didn't do anything. In fact, it was recently waxed, which would have the opposite effect. I think if I wanted to go faster, I would have sanded it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But did it like...
It went.
But did it like scrape up your board at
all? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it did.
There's a bunch of
scratches on the bottom. Mostly not because of the sand.
From
sand was totally fine.
The wax?
No. It was... So you go down the giant sand dunes, and at the bottom there was a whole bunch of rocks and pebbles.
Oh,
and those rocks and pebbles would stop us, but they would... They tore the bottom of my board up, but it's okay. I used an old board.
It's
totally fine.
You can always just put wax on it.
Yeah, and just fill in the cracks. Yeah. That's exactly what wax is for.
Bingo, bango.
Bingo, bango. It was a great time. I almost died of heat stroke.
Okay.
Like, so we got there. Me and Andrew were the only ones who sandboarded. We get there. We go down a couple of hills. Super fun going down. Walking up piles of sand is... I hated it.
Yeah.
Because it's like you take two steps up and then the sand like sinks back down.
Okay, yeah.
So it was hell getting to the top. So I get to the top each time right after I go down. And I'm just like, I'm sweating. It's hot. I'm short of breath because I just climbed this. Yeah, exactly. I would have to get to the top and I would legit just like sit down and drink water because I was so exhausted. And eventually, like, we get to the spot that we were going to end at. Like, we got pretty high up there. Like, we didn't get to the tippy top. I kind of wanted to go to the tippy top.
Tippy tip
top.
I feel like that's, like, a full day hike to get up
there. It's not. I feel like we could have gotten up to the tippy top within the time that we were there. But we were all just exhausted.
Okay. Yeah.
So we get to, like, the highest part that we would that day. And we go down a couple of times, and I come back up. And after doing it, like, twice, I, like, sit down. I'm like, holy shit, I'm going to throw up. Not like from the physical exercise, because it was so hot. And yeah. I was like, I'm gonna have heat stroke. Like, this is kind of intense. And
broke my elbow when I went snowboarding.
Got heat stroke going sandboarding.
Do you know what they do when you like pass out from heat stroke?
No.
They shove a needle into your just of water.
In your booty?
Into your butthole.
In your butthole.
Not your butthole, but your butt cheek, you know?
In your butt cheek?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
Have you ever seen Blue Mountain State? Sorry,
this is... Oh, no. That's funny. That's funny.
No, I haven't.
like a whole rod of ice up your asshole.
And he's like, it's the most amazing experience.
Yeah.
Like,
I will. Have you guys ever gotten IVs of just water?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. Like, honestly.
But
it, like,
when,
I just
you're
love
so...
the, like, feeling the water just rush into your body when you're not drinking it. Super cool.
It's like butt chugs.
Nah. Got experience from that there, Isaac?
No, sir.
It sounds like you would know. Sounds like... You got a gaping butthole there, sir.
No, but my dad was in the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
And one day he was, it was super hot and he was outside. And I don't remember if he said it was him or if it was one of, like, someone
he was with.
Yeah, one of his, like, comrades. I don't know. I don't know what you would
call comrade.
But
what Air Force did you look for? One of my comrades got out one day. Said, for Mother Russia.
I just
stuck icicle up his bunghole.
No, someone like passed out and they had like this big ass needle that they stuck in his butt, just full of water.
Heroin.
Heroin, fly, mosquitoes.
That's how you wake up.
Back on this.
Yeah, but no, I drink so much water now because my dad told me that.
Really?
I do not want a giant ass. I don't like needles.
Really?
I don't want a giant needle.
You get tattoos
in my butt
all the time.
That's a different needle, my guy.
It is, but
I want a tattoo right now.
I want a tattoo. What was it? Oh, funny story about IVs.
Okay.
My uncle, who's in the army.
Yeah.
He's a nurse.
The Mother Russia Army?
No. The good old U.S. of A. He joined the military when he was pretty young. And on one of the tours that he went on to Iraq or Afghanistan, he was feeling pretty dehydrated, wasn't doing anything that day. So he's a nurse, and he's like, I'm just going to give myself an IV of water.
fucking does it, right? There, I think, is what you're supposed to.
Yeah.
Does it, and then takes a nap.
Oh.
Very bad.
Yeah.
Because he wakes up and the bag is empty.
Oh.
Which means air from, like, the top bag that he didn't, like, push out could have just gone directly in there, and he could have died, like, in a second.
That's really scary.
But he woke up and thought he almost killed himself.
Jeez.
Yeah, like, waking up, he's like, bag's empty. And, like, immediately he knew, like, the bag's empty, like, air is just going into his body, and he's like, fuck.
Shit.
And he, like, ripped it out and, like, panicked. It was crazy. But
do you have any more shower thoughts?
I do, actually. That was a long break in between them.
That was. I totally forgot about that.
You know, actually, no good ones.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, okay, I have one. It's, you know, when you open a can of tuna and you just start fucking missing her?
I should really call
it. Yeah, you just open it up, you're like, damn. Memories. Have you guys ever been with a girl who actually smelled like fish? Because personally, I haven't.
I haven't, no.
Like, where's that stereo? Will? William Ravioli?
I'm not gonna say that.
No comment.
No comment.
I mean, he's probably, yeah.
Well, yeah. Like when you, oh god.
Oh. Will just,
oh boy.
He just said a name, but he,
Ah! Okay, what did you do this weekend?
I'm sorry. Oh.
That was your first.
We had this discussion.
I actually want to throw up right now. Not even joking.
What did you do this weekend, Will?
So
that concludes shower thoughts.
I just, I'm working during Instacot and
going to these accents. Yeah, we've been doing these accents. We've been talking normally. Now we're going into the accent.
Yeah, okay.
On the accent zone.
Okay.
Ding, ding, ding.
It's like whenever I'm with you, I legit, like...
It's this house.
I think it's just you.
Fuck you.
No.
Hey, did you call your mother today? Did you tell her you love her? The Redskins.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
No.
The Washington football team. What a joke.
What the fuck are they supposed to do?
Come up with a name?
Well, yeah,
there's so many animals.
That's true. So, although they had so many, like, names coming in, like the Washington Red Tails.
The Red Tails?
The Warriors.
So, I had this conversation with Kennedy while we were camping, actually.
Yeah.
We both think that, like, the Red Tails would be a super cool name.
Especially in, like, in the times that we're in right now.
Yeah.
They would get major props for that.
Absolutely.
Do you know the Red... Is everyone... I'll do
the
story of the Red Tails.
The movie from, like,
the
World War II.
Yeah, the pilots with the Red Tails. The black pilots
who
would fly. I think that would be...
Awesome.
A dope-ass name.
Absolutely awesome.
But would they keep, like, the Native American, or would they...
That's why they're changing their name.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's not like Red Tails, you know, thinking...
No.
Like Red Ponytails? What?
I don't know. Something... Native American.
So coming up with podcast ideas, I keep this little note of stuff to think about. So I came across this article before it was released that their name was going to be the fucking
Washington football team.
Jesus Christ. And so someone did some digging. Washington Redskins had, or... They still do. They had a website, right? When they announced that they were going to be taking that name down, they had to take the domain.
Oh, yeah.
So they had to switch the domain name. They took Washington Redskins down, and they kept it a secret what they switched it to. Someone did some digging and found, like, the company that they switched it through, and they switched it. After they took the Washington Redskins down, they switched it to the DC Sentinels.
That'd be...
I like that name better.
It's kind of cool.
I think that'd be kind of cool, yeah.
Do they keep the colors? Do you think
probably
they keep the red?
I think.
What is it? Red.
I think yeah. You kind of have to keep the colors because the amount of, like, marketing that they have with those colors.
It would just be like.
Well, that's why
it would be a shitstorm.
So
if they
literally,
changed
Kennedy
everything.
And I were talking about this. Like, if they had the Washington Red Tails,
yeah,
and like their new, like,
was just like
their team logo was like a, like,
plane.
A, yeah,
that'd be dope as hell.
I think that'd be awesome.
It'd be sick, or do like a Mustang or something, like with the
yeah,
Mustang,
yeah, the
like
plane.
Plane
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
make it be the Mustangs. And
I don't know why they didn't. It would be so cool. But also the heat that's come towards the Browns after everyone. Have you seen the memes where it's like, yeah. The Washington football team changing their name, and then it's like everyone making fun of it, realizing how dumb a name it is. Like, oh, Washington football team doesn't have a mascot or a team name or a logo, and it's the Cleveland Browns having a orange football helmet as their logo, no mascot, and being called the Cleveland Browns. Like, it like shows some guy like just sweating profusely.
Like,
can
you kill me?
Yeah, he's like, oh shit, like, we haven't had a name for years either. Yeah, they caught on to us.
So
we're gonna.
Cameron, I have a question for you.
Yeah, what's up, Doug?
I noticed when I read through your list that you had a topic of prank calls.
Yeah, I went to talk about prank calls. Like, do you have a good story about one? Like, I have some pretty classic prank call stories.
Let's hear them.
Okay, so I was in this graphic design class in high school, and I sat next to this guy. I'm not gonna say his name, but we would just fuck around. It was honestly one of my favorite classes because we would like, both of us were all right at graphic design. We didn't take the class too seriously. You can't because it's like an art class, and the teacher can't really judge a student's art too bad because it's all opinionated.
Yeah.
So anyways, we would sit in the back and make these prank calls, and we would just look up local restaurant names.
Yeah.
And he would do this because every time I tried, I could not keep a straight face. He would call them and he'd be like, hey, I'm pretty fucking mad right now. And they're like, what's up? He's like, my daughter's wedding is in 2 hours and you guys haven't even showed up yet. And they'd be like, what? And like, yeah, my daughter's wedding is in 2 hours. Do you know who you're talking to right now? Do you know who the fuck I am? And they would always be like, sir, we don't, like, I felt kind of bad because these guys are not being paid enough to deal with our shit. But it was so fucking funny. He's like, I could buy you. I could buy you and your family. Do you realize? And we just call it Panda Express. So it's like, he's acting like the richest dude on earth. But why would the richest dude on earth get Panda Express at his daughter's wedding? He's like, yeah, she loves your orange chicken and chow mein. Do you understand? And they were so funny. We called so many stores like that. But yeah, those were probably the best prank calls that we did.
I have a really bad one. So I used to work at a summer camp, and one of my best friends, her name is something.
Her name is
Clarice.
Enter name here.
You did the same joke last time.
Yeah, I know.
And you know how there's the anonymous STD notification?
Oh yeah.
Service. So
you did not, you son of a bitch.
She had just broken up with her boyfriend.
Oh no!
And
you're a monster.
And I put her number in, and she gets a call after or a text after lunch. She starts crying. I'm like, oh my god! Like I felt so terrible. Like she thinks she has an STD. Like
that's
just got her heart broken.
It's like, listen. It's like, oh, I'm just like, fuck off. Like, don't even come near me.
Jesus.
Like, it's me. I could, like, show you. I literally sent you the text.
Oh, my God. You're horrible.
Never do that. I'm never doing that.
Yeah, don't.
But I also did it to my best friend.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
You know, it's a guy. It's different with a girl. I think you probably shouldn't joke around.
Mm. Hey, you sent me that coronavirus.
That shit was funny. That shit was funny.
Fuck you for. Should we play that right now?
Go for it.
All right. I think I do.
Okay. Well, while you look for it, I did a lot of like crank calls when I was like younger.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last time I did one was like.
Sorry.
I think the last time I did one was I don't even know how long ago. I was like in middle school still, but like I would just like star 6-7 my friends, you know. And like I'd be like I would act like some random guy who they knew.
Yeah.
It'd be like, hey, you still come over and pick up this mattress? And they'd be like, who's this? And I'm like, what do you mean? And like I would, you know, come
it's
up
all
with the random name. And like I knew these people.
Yeah.
So like I would mention like details
yeah, that, like,
about
only,
them
only...
to be like that I knew you, you know?
Yeah.
And like they would like freak out, and then sometimes they would just get pissed off and hang up.
Yeah.
So then I would just keep calling them, and I'd be like, "Dude, I'm really trying to sell this mattress," you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's actually how I met Haley
mm-hmm.
was because I texted her, I don't even remember who gave
that's
me
so
her
mean.
Number.
Haley's so nice.
I know. No, I love her. I love her. But
I say as we like.
I know.
Call her smelly every day.
But I texted her and I was trying to sell this mattress to her. I Googled a random picture, mm-hmm. and like I said, my name was Steve. And that's why she calls me, or no, that's why I call her Steve, is because I didn't say my name was Steve. I said my name was something else.
Yeah.
And like once you found
Steve's
out.
Steve's too classic.
Once you found out it was me.
I'm sorry if your name's Steve, but you can't get away with shit.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Oh, Steve's calling? Fuck off.
Fuck you, Steve. Yeah, no. I don't think I ever got on that level.
Mm-hmm.
Of crank calls. I just thought it was
Do you
funny.
Know who I am?
Do you have any idea who
I could
talking to?
Buy you. You owe me so much money. And they would be like, we're going to look at our system for your catering thing. It's not popping up. He's like, are you kidding me? We have to feed 1,000 people today. And you have to get here immediately.
1,000 people catered by Panda Express?
Yeah, by Panda Express.
That'd be kind of imagine like how much
that much panda.
I can't eat panda. Don't know.
Oh, do they cook with
yeah, they
peanut
cook,
oil.
They cook with peanut oil.
Oh. Yeah, I'll chuck that.
Yes, yeah. Whatever. God damn it, Garrett. You didn't pick up your phone.
Ugh, fuck you, Garrett.
Garrett, you messed shit up. God, you ruined this podcast so much. Everyone hates you.
There's a lot riding on your shoulders, man, and you're just letting me down.
You're carrying this podcast, Garrett. You're carrying this podcast.
God damn. We're sorry.
You're gonna...
I did not mean that.
Who are you calling?
No, it was just like, I guess I clicked the number.
Anyways, back to the, Isaac tried to prank me with this.
So, no. So, Brendan, my friend Brendan, texted me this long message, and he said, hey, I have Corona. That was basically what he said to me.
Corona.
And you know how like, typically you would get, like, a call or a voice message
mm-hmm.
sent to you saying, like,
been in contact.
So, yeah, exactly. So he sent me this video or this recording, and I'm listening to the whole thing. My heart is pounding. I'm like freaking out. I'm
yeah,
ready to,
same here.
Ready to bust into my mom's room and be like, Mom, Brendan might die, you know? Because I was freaking out. I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
And then at the end, it's just this fucking prank thing that he sent me, had me freaking out. I sent it to Cameron because
so,
we had just gotten back from the
let
Post
me tell,
Malone concert.
Let me tell my, yeah. Oh. So we just gotten back from Post Malone concert. COVID's going up, right? The tour gets canceled. We've already talked about this.
Yeah.
Isaac texts me this. He goes, hey, I just want to let you know I've been up all night coughing. I've got tested for COVID, came back positive. I have to tell you this. I'm freaking the fuck out.
You monster. So
the voice recording thing, it sounds legit. I don't
literally
listen.
Sounds so real.
I do not listen to the whole thing. I listen to like half of it. The prank part is the second half.
It's yeah. the end of it, yeah.
Right? And so I only listen to half of it. I go, no, you fucking don't. Like, I'm like, you don't have COVID. And as it keeps going, dude, listen to it. And I'm like, dude, you don't have, you're fine. Like, I'm just freaking out.
Yeah.
And he goes, listen to the whole thing. And this is what I hear.
An individual who has tested positive for COVID-19, also known as the coronavirus, has identified you as a close contact. It is imperative that you promptly take the following actions to protect your health and the health of others. Please self-isolate immediately in your home. Limit your contact with other members of your household as much as possible. Do not leave your home under any circumstances. If you are showing symptoms such as sore throat, cough, fever, body aches, shortness of breath, please call 811 to report your symptoms. You are especially at risk because you have a tiny wiener. It is so small and therefore you will become much sicker than an individual who had, oh, let's say, even an average-sized or slightly below average-sized weenie because your weenie is so tiny. The CDC is reporting nearly a 100% death rate for people like you who have small wieners. This is especially troublesome for you because your weenie is the smallest weenie in the whole world. You have a tiny wiener.
So I get that.
Did you tell your parents?
No, I was about to. Like, I listened to that part at the beginning where it was like, dial this number if you're showing symptoms. And I was like, holy fuck, Isaac has Rona. Jesus Christ. And then he's like, keep listening. And I like unpause it and he goes, because you have a tiny wiener. Fuck you for that.
I just thought it was funny.
Fuck
literally,
you for that.
I'm freaking out. I'm shaking. I'm literally like, I don't even know. I'm like about to go buy a shit ton of groceries and just leave it on his porch so I can help him out. And then I hear the rest of it and I go, this fucking asshole. And then I thought it was the perfect time because
just ended because we just came back from
we just got back from Colorado.
You know what I'm mad about it is he didn't do an encore afterwards, which
that was
and it was because of the people.
Yeah,
because people just started leaving. Like as soon as he was like, "All right, that's it." People were like, "Okay, we gotta beat the rush." Which
oh, you're trying to get out of the Pepsi segment.
Yeah, exactly. So everyone started standing up and going out. I'm like, do people not understand this is the last like concert of the tour? This is the perfect time for an encore.
Yeah, like. He's like leave it all on stage.
Exactly, like he's. He,
I think Cameron and I stayed for like 15 minutes.
We
after
did.
Everybody left.
We just stayed in the seats because I mean you aren't going to beat the rush.
Yeah.
You aren't going to.
You know what? Think about this. You
although, we did like I had a broken elbow at the time and I was in my sling and I used that as an excuse to like go around people because everyone was walking slow so I just walked fast. And I cut in front of this one. What did he say? I cut in front of this one adult. He's there with his like.
He's
kids.
With like his kids.
Yeah.
And I just cut in front of him. We're all there's no line.
There's no line. It's just
we're
a
all
big
just a
pile of people
okay. trying to go towards the escalator. Right?
Cameron and I are walking through.
I'm like going through people, just putting my shoulder down.
This guy goes, he goes, yeah, that's cool. Just cut us in line, bro. Fucking cutters.
He calls us fucking cutters.
And the
you're a grown ass.
It's a grown ass man.
In a big group of people.
There is no line.
And you're with your kids. You guys are cutters.
You fucking cutters.
You cut me in this big group of people? Ugh.
I thought I heard it. I just kept walking. Isaac was behind me.
I started laughing.
And
dude.
He did hear it, and he just started laughing. He was like, fucking. And the rest of the way down, he was like, yo, we're fucking cutters.
We're fucking cutters, dude.
Goddamn cutters.
Those are the worst types of people.
Really?
Fucking cutters.
Honestly, I don't know how anyone was mad after that concert.
I don't either.
It was,
that was
a
great
concert.
Like, how old were his kids, though?
Probably. Oh. Like, 14 maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
So it's not like they were like
young. Yeah, they weren't young.
No, no, no,
like
no.
Like young
they were old enough to understand that their dad was an asshole.
You know that's that verse in Subaru Crosstrek that like you finally get to see that your dad's a giant asshole.
Yeah.
Because like
he fought a dude in traffic.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
he got
yeah.
what he needed.
Just think about how many people out there with like road rage. That's someone's dad.
Yeah, that is someone's dad.
Or
someone's
that's
son.
Someone's son. Yeah.
yeah.
Imagine raising this kid as best as you can.
It comes out as a dick.
Just for him to be mad at you for cutting him in a fucking...
Fucking cutters.
Fucking cutters. Hey! You fucking cut me!
What if he just started, like, he, like, pushed me out with a broken arm?
He's like, you don't fucking do that!
Cut mine!
Sweetheart, go away in the car! Hey! Learn respect!
Let's fucking shove in this... 18-year-old kid around
with a broken arm. All right.
My car.
Well, I think that's enough. Should we wrap this up?
Yeah.
It was an honor. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Will, for being on this.
Everybody killed it. First guest star.
Everybody listening right now, I would just like
everybody
you to take
listening?
This. Shut the fuck up, Garrett.
Shut the
Garrett. I swear to God, I'm gonna have to. You shut your mouth, okay?
Anyways,
yo, hey. Shut up!
Okay. For those of you who are listening, I would like you to just take a
stop
moment.
Crying. Stop crying.
Garrett, shut the fuck up.
People can hear you crying.
I would like you
shut
to
up.
Take this moment to just give Will a big round of applause. Tiny pee-pee!
It takes a lot of courage to have as small of a dick as you do come on the podcast.
As my mom says it's above average.
My mom said it's fine. Like, dad is smaller.
Fucking
okay.
Fucking Dave when
he's like, it's fine. You have your father has a tiny penis too. It's average. It's an average size penis. Yeah.
I ain't joking about that.
All right. We're done. Thank you very much for tuning in for the second ever episode. We're going to wrap this second episode up. That's going to be it for us. Thank you very much for listening.
Bing bong.
Bing bong.